This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I know that they missed Kuminga last night, late scratch, and then you don't have Anthony Lamb. And I know, Anthony Lamb, what's so good about him? But they were just very shorthanded. And to me right now...
What? Very shorthanded?
Well, they were last night. You don't have Wiggins. Lamb couldn't play. You didn't have Kuminga. And you're out at GP2 right now. So they're shorthanded. They are.
So were the Grizzlies.
I know. I'm just trying to say I understand what's going on here before I say something that may be viewed as rather critical.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Do you enjoy cereal?
I do.
Okay.
I go Cocoa Puffs, Frosted Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Those are my top three in any order.
Yeah. Cocoa Puffs, very good. Very strong. I like Cocoa Krispies as well.
Okay.
You know how it is sometimes you pour the cereal, right? And then you go to the fridge and you get the milk. And then, you realize, I'm not sure how old the milk is. And you check the date. It's a little iffy. And then what do you do with the milk?
You smell it.
Yes. Right now, I think the Warriors, we're not sure what the expiration date is on this dynasty, whatever you want to call it. It's like, because they were supposed to get freshened up by the young players. That didn't work out. We all know that. So now, after last night, I'm thinking, this is a team that I'm like, oh, I think this...
You think it's bad
already? We may need to pour this out as far as a championship team. I think we're past the expiration.
You can't pour it out yet. I'm to the point where I'm asking somebody else, my little sister or somebody, can you smell this? Does this smell bad to you? I'm asking multiple people. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm not saying get rid of everybody, but I mean the hopes of, this team, boy, they can... Playoffs come, they make a run. Oh, it doesn't smell like it to me right now because that smelled bad.
Now, here's the thing. Most of the time, if you gotta ask somebody else, it's bad.
You're right.
Most of the time, if you gotta ask somebody else, it's just confirmation.
Me personally, if someone else goes, and then they make a face and they go, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, no, it's not.
You know what? It's not that serious.
Yeah.
You know?
But the play last night where Clay, and we all know the Clay, we all saw it, where Clay didn't want to bend down, pick up the ball. It's going out of bounds. I'd rather let it go out of bounds.
Bad.
Brooks picks it up, scores. It's like, you can't let that happen. How many times did we see Desmond Bane, get the ball and then realizes, Jordan Poole's guarding me. Well, see you later. And just take it right to the basket.
You're talking about smelling... food, Whitey, talking about smelling milk.
Yeah.
You know what Desmond Bane smelled last night with Jordan Poole? Barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
Barbecue chicken. And he did the same thing, Ty Jerome.
Yes, he did.
You're absolutely right. Because if we're going to get on Jordan Poole, I mean, Ty Jerome, nope, the help didn't come. There was one. He needed help. That was number one. He got beat. Then no help came. It was a layup line at one point.
You're right.
A layup line. And if you missed a three, They were undersized. Why do you, everybody that's been has listened to me knows I play basketball, YMCA, and Barcadero.
There are people. A sizzle
all day. There are players in my YMCA chat right now that are taller than members of the starting lineup for the NBA defending champion Golden State Warriors. Okay. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. First of all, to your point about Ty Jerome, totally agree. Was it Reggie Miller doing the game? And he said, come on, you got to make a better effort than that.
Yeah.
As far as the size, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but you tell me, why does that matter when last year they weren't very big? They had Wiseman, but he didn't play all year, and they won a championship. Bielitsa's big, and they had an Otto Porter, but why should it matter? If they won last year without a big, why is it such a big deal this year?
Because, and I believe, somebody else had said this as well, the past is the past. You got to look forward, right? You cannot say, well, this worked last year. I mean, Whitey, if we lived like that, we'd still all have flip phones. And I love the Razor. I got in trouble at Dale South because I'm texting on the Razor on my phone. Mm-hmm. But I sure do like the iPhone.
Yeah.
You got to look forward.
This is a sizzle.
It took
right?
too long.
Am
it
I
took,
right?
Well, it took too long to type that out on the T9, so I wouldn't bother with that. Wouldn't bother with that.
Did you hear Steve Kerr said after the game, he said, and we may have it here. Let's see if he mentions it here. He started four guards last night. Coach, how'd that work out?
We've gotten off to bad starts, 6-7 straight games. So we're looking for a little daylight, early in the game. Memphis is a good defensive team. So we wanted to spread them out and hopefully get some good shots early. We didn't do that. We were impatient early and we took some really tough, quick shots. I didn't think we got organized well enough. So I think in hindsight, probably got a little too cute with that. But, we are where we are. We're searching a little bit on the road and took a gamble with that, and it didn't pay off.
I appreciate that. That's the coach basically saying, yeah, I tried this and it didn't work and I shouldn't have. But they were too cute last night. If you're going to play like that, where you're smaller and you're scrambling on defense and trying some different looks defensively, which we didn't see a lot of last night, but if you're gonna try to win that way, you got to be very scrappy. The way DiVincenzo plays, he went great last night, but he plays hard. You can't be too cute. You can't be, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna get the ball. You have no chance if that's the way you're gonna play when you're a smallish team.
When they were coming back from a timeout or a commercial, and they did the mic'd up for the huddles right during the timeout, you had Steve Kerr and you could hear him saying, guys, the whole point of this is to spread them out. So that to me said a lot about this plan, because I am curious what was said beforehand and what they, because they don't have a lot of time to plan this stuff out. And who knows when they decided that they were going to go super small, because it almost sounded like, guys, you not remember what we talked about. That's what it sounded like. Mm. So I don't know if clearly it was an experiment gone wrong. But when I heard that in the mic'd up and he's saying, guys, the whole point of this is to spread them out. Steve, what did you talk? Did you guys talk before the game? What was the game plan? I guess just run the same offense, but clearly they were not all on the same page.
Nope. 888-957-9570. Coach talked again about we're disconnected, and it's getting to the point where it's really alarming how disconnected they are. Brian on the text line says, hey, milk is good for up to a week after its expiration. Look it up. I guess that's good news. From the 415, I quit on the game because of that Clay play. He should have at least protected the ball with his body on that play. And that's the thing. It's Clay Thompson. He knows that. Mm-hmm. So how does that happen?
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
That is the scary part with this, with having the vets, as we've talked about before. How do you get through to somebody when they all know, everybody in the room knows that is not acceptable.
Yeah.
So how do you remind, you don't have to remind them. So what right. do you say? It's not yeah. as if, it's not the Houston Rockets. Hey, Jalen Green or whoever, you shouldn't do stuff like that. These guys have been through the fire. They know. So Steve Kerr's just looking at him. What are we doing, guys? Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Yeah. Here's a play last night. Tim Roy with the call on 95.7 The Game. And it's funny because it's interesting because he mentions how upset Steve Kerr appeared to be.
Jared Jackson Jr. off the screen gets a layup. Out of the side, out of bounds. Steve Kerr is so mad right now. He's calling timeout.
You got to beat him to that side and stay between him and the ball.
59-53. That's inexcusable. Timeout.
Yeah. How many times? How is this happening? We all know it. Tim Roy knows it. Jim Barnett knows it. The players that are doing it know it.
Yeah.
And it's still happening. 888-957-9570. Gene the Machine in Oakland, 95.7 The Game. What's up, Gene? Good to talk with you.
Yeah, same here. Thanks for taking my call. So I think that smell that you're detecting is dysfunction of the team. You know, sure, they got problems with height and age and all that, but I don't know. I'm just feeling as though, you know, starting from the beginning of the season where because of that incident, there was really a double standard set between the, you know, the vets and the young guys. You know, and all the mistakes, frankly. Steve Kerr is a future Hall of Fame coach, but he's having a bad year, maybe the worst of the entire team, because, you know, he's not really handled the young people well. He's constantly, you know, experimenting with rotations. There just seems to be so much confusion and chaos. And I'm afraid he's actually losing the locker room because they don't seem to be learning anything. They don't seem to be listening to him. So, I mean, I'm not ready to give up on this team as far as maybe winning another championship, but they got to figure this out. They got to deal with this dysfunction and bring this team together somehow. And I don't know how they're going to do it.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate that. You know, I'm a big Kerr fan, but you go back to, gosh, was it 2017 or so? You know, and he'd coached them through, you know, 73 wins and championships. And do you remember this, Alan? He actually at one point said, "You know what? I let them choose the lineups because they're not even listening to me." Mm. This was years ago. He said that. Obviously, a motivational ploy, but it does look like now, like whatever he's telling them, either it's not getting through, or they're just not physically capable of executing the things he wants them to execute. It is alarming.
It is alarming, and very similar to that. I saw a lot of things on, you know, just Dub Nation social media saying, all right, it's time to have a players-only meeting. I don't know where you're at with the players-only meetings. Do we actually have any proof that players-only meetings work? I don't know. I know that they happen, and I know that sometimes, hey, we feel better about this. You know who just had a players-only, and I know it's completely different. You know who had a players-only meeting?
Who?
The Grizzlies did, led by Steven Adams.
That's right, they did.
The night
that
Ja Morant went out, and the rest is history. And I know that the Warriors are not the Grizzlies. I don't know if a players meeting helps, because we're so far in the season. Whitey, it's hard for me to believe that they haven't already had one.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. Do you need to have another? I have no clue.
By the way, you know what the key to a successful players-only meeting is?
What is it?
Going to baseball. Boach, I think, was, and probably still is, a master of this. It's a team meeting, because a players-only meeting, the manager doesn't call. But when he would call a team meeting, they would do it before a game that you know you're almost certainly going to win. Like, you're playing, you're having a rough stretch, and then you're playing somebody that's down, and, you know, maybe they have a starter that you're like, we know we can destroy this guy. That's when you have the team meeting. Players-only meeting is a little different, but that's one of the keys to a successful team meeting, because, like, hey, we got to turn this thing around, but you got to make sure that you're doing it right before a game that you're probably going to win.
Right.
Coach is really good
at
that.
Well, you got the Bucks in the sun, so you might want to table that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, remember early in the season when they spoke with Clay, there was a conversation with Clay about some of the shots he was taking.
I think it was after the Phoenix game cited.
Would that count? Was that a players only meeting, or was that a Clay specific thing?
Yeah, it sounds like it was. I don't know. Sounds like it was maybe a players only meeting. That's a great question. We have to look into that. I think part of the problem now would be, who would call it? And, I mean, everybody would be pointing at everybody, right?
Right now.
Yeah. That's kind of like an intervention, like, hey, Clay, this is how we all feel. If you had one now, it'd be like, everybody, no, it's his fault. It's your fault. What do we do? We don't know what we're doing. You don't know what you're doing. No, you don't know what you're doing. All right, you know, look out. And it could actually get turn into a physical altercation, which would not be beneficial.
Well, yes, and that's because there is a track record that Dylan Brooks,
exactly.
And by the way, Dylan Brooks, he got at Draymond last night, and he said, well, I'm not out here assaulting my own team. Look, if the low blows are going to go, they're going to go, and there was nothing that anybody could do. There's nothing anybody could say. We already discussed, you know, the Draymond piece of it.
Oh, we're just getting started on all of it.
But I do think, going back to your point and to give the counter on that, because it's everybody, it could get chippy. But if there's any team, and I know there was a Draymond situation, but you have three guys on that team that had the longest tenures on the same team, and Steph, Klay and Draymond. If they can't have a successful team meeting that by themselves, then nobody should anymore, because I think this is a good opportunity because everybody has some culpability to say, we all have to be better. So we got to figure this thing out. So it's less about pointing fingers at one another or, hey, it's a Klay thing or it's a whoever thing. Draymond last game, he had his issue.
Yeah.
Klay this game, he had that issue. Jordan Poole just is allergic to playing defense. Everybody has a piece of this terrible tasting pie, so maybe it could work. I don't know.
I would like to know if Draymond did address the team at all. I know we talked to Coach Kerr a couple days ago about the play two games ago, where Draymond gave up, and Coach Kerr said he knows he can't do that, and we spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did he address the team? I mean, because he should, right? If you're a team leader and you give up on the team, that has to be acknowledged. Like, you know what? Everybody, I know we stink right now, but what I did can't happen.
Yeah.
That's on me. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, until a guy like that does that, how could you even have a team meeting if your team leader's not going to acknowledge that, yes, I gave up on us on a play?
That Bucks, the Bucks game, that has to be the ABC National, right?
Yes.
So I think it is a good, I know what Bochy said, but you don't have an opportunity for that. I think this is a good situation to say, look, I know we're not trying to get embarrassed at home on national television against a team that if we do get our act together, we could face in the finals.
Who calls it, Alan? I'm not saying you're wrong at all. I understand. It's an interesting idea. Who calls it? What do they say?
It would be Steph, I think, because if you remember last year, remember he kicked the chair and they had the winning streak after he kicked the chair. So when Steph gets upset, they go on runs. I think it would have to be Steph because he's the only one that has the least culpability because he hasn't been playing. So he comes back and now they're 0-3 with his return. Look, Steph hasn't been perfect either. But I do think it would have to be Steph. I just think Draymond is that guy, and I know because I'm a talker. Draymond talks too much. So when you hear from Draymond, it's easy to drown out everything because he never stops talking. But somebody like Steph, who doesn't talk all the time, and look, Steph 4 turnovers. So everybody has something to say or has a piece of this, but I would say it would have to be, and we know Draymond's the emotional leader. No, it's got to come from the real deal leader, and that's Steph Curry.
Yeah, when you give up on your team, that's definitely a lack of leading, emotional or otherwise. 888-957-9570. RJ in Napa joins us. RJ, what is the reason for the Warriors' struggles of late?
Okay, so it's two things, guys. Thanks for taking the call. The first thing is they're just getting old. I think the play in particular with Klay, that was just a business decision, you know, not to get on the floor and get the ball. I mean, that's another tweak on the knee, another tweak on the Achilles, and he figured the ball was going out of bounds, so why worry about it? The second thing, which is kind of the bigger issue, I'm sorry, but I've been saying this for about a year and a half, and sounds like people are starting to agree with me, but I've never seen a player praised more for doing less than Jordan Poole. And the double standard that the Warriors let him get away with versus, shipping a guy like James Wiseman out of town. The rap on James Wiseman was, well, he can score, but he can't do a lot else other than that. Okay, what do you think Jordan Poole's doing? And I think the veterans see that, and it creates a real divide. So thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, RJ, and good luck. It sounded like the giant boulder from Indiana Jones was like rolling towards him or something there towards the end of the call.
Yeah, I hope. Stay safe.
Yeah, get out of the way. Jordan Poole, I think, has a lot to do with some of these issues. I'm not saying it's his fault, but he seems to be the fulcrum of a lot of the feelings of disconnectedness, if I may.
From the jump in Xfinity Mobile text line 415. Is it possible Poole just had a fluke good year last year?
I think Jordan Poole's being asked to do more than he's capable of doing on the Warriors. He's asked to step in and be Steph when Steph's not there and provide instant offense. And I think he's very inconsistent, and I think he's still developing. But the fact that he doesn't play defense, you're right. I mean, he's a terrible defender. And so he's not a good fit for the way they play, in my opinion. He's got a lot of talent. He can score. Last night his numbers were pretty decent. But as I said a couple days ago, I don't think Jordan Poole's a good fit for the way the Warriors want to play. So does that mean, well, we got to move him? Does that mean they're going to change the way they play? They got some big questions they're going to have to address in the offseason.
Yeah, and you pay.
Unless they win it all.
And you paid a guy who when the team is at full strength, he plays the worst. That to me is logistically a problem, right? If you're getting more value, more ROI for all you techies out there and sales guys, if you are getting a better ROI when your best player is out from another guy that you just paid, that's not a great business model. You need somebody that's going to give you at least a similar ROI regardless of the situation. And Jordan Poole is just wildly different. And last season, I had more grace for him. And I do get that he's being asked to do a lot of different things. But this, but I'm looking towards the future. This season, I have no clue what's going to happen. But just assuming, oh, well, okay, well, Steph's back. So it's going to take Jordan Poole 7 games to figure it out. That's a problem. And it's also a problem because either way, during those 7 games, when he's trash on offense, he's still trash on defense. That's an issue. So I know they're going to take a look at that because there are some guys. I mean, I don't know if it's an apples to oranges comparison, but I mean, or if it's closer than what people think. But I look at a Desmond Bain, and I think last year, and Desmond Bain had a great season last year.
He's a really good player.
But I do think that there would be some conversations last year. It would be more of an argument, well, who would you want on your squad? Jordan Poole or Desmond Bane? I don't know. Jordan Poole and that upside. He can do this. He can do that. This year, I don't even think it's a question. I don't think it's a question that you would rather have Desmond Bane. I don't think it's a question. So that's not great because we are paying you to go up, not the plateau.
I don't know why they paid him when they felt they needed to pay him. They thought they were going to save money. We want to keep him. We pay him now. If he's on the open market, we can match it, but someone's going to pay him more. I know Joe Lacob addressed that and said, we had good reason to think someone else was going to pay him a lot of money. I would not have paid him. They did, and now they've got what appears to be as much of a problem as a solution to their problems.
I think that they, and we spoke about this a little bit on Wednesday, I do believe I wasn't mad at them paying him. But it was a gamble. And as of right now, the gamble isn't really paying off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.